With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and very happy to be joined now by Chris Ann Kiley, who is the Community Engagement Director of the American Burlesque Collection. And Chris Ann, welcome to MSO.
Hi, Rick. Thanks so much for having me. We're really excited to be here.
I almost called you Kiley. I didn't want to do that. You know,
you're not, no worries. You see what happens when I go to Starbucks.
Okay. All right. So I don't really know where to get started. Julie Barry, who is the Senior Planner of Arts and Culture at the City of Salem's Department of Planning and Community Development Department, put me onto this because people have been looking, especially with kids or whatever, but people have been looking for things to do, obviously, in the last 6 months that maybe they ordinarily wouldn't, and go to places that are open, which ordinarily would be, but haven't been. That leads us to you, and I want to ask you, first of all, what is the American Burlesque Collection?
In that case, the history of burlesque, mainly as it is practiced in the United States from circa the 1800s through today.
All right. Now, burlesque has some kind of a strange, fuzzy meaning in my mind. Tell me what burlesque means, first of all.
We like to think of it as the art of the tease. You know, it's definitely an art form in and of itself. It's a specific type of dance. And, you know, it really is a great way to showcase how, you know, women in America have created empowerment for themselves. You know, and niche kind of great pathways for a lot of different, you know, things that we see today, you know, and hardly any of them are negative, you know, even though sometimes people might have a little bit of a misrepresentation.
Well, yeah, and I guess I'm one of them. The collection it becomes available. Does that open up this weekend?
Yep, we open on Friday at 4 p.m. We'll be having our boa cutting, and we're going to be doing a Facebook Live video for that. If you're in the area, feel free to stop by. We will be, of course, masked and socially distant, and our hours on Friday are the first tour is at 4 p.m. right after the boa cutting. Last tour is at 7 p.m.
All right, tell me a little bit more about the Burlesque Museum and how you got involved in it. What's your attraction to this? Or again, how did you get involved in the first place?
Sure. So my background, I'm actually a hair and makeup artist locally, and I worked with the Boston Beauties, which is a burlesque troupe here in Boston, and created a relationship with them. And I've taught classes every year. They host the Boston Burlesque Expo. And I usually teach, you know, a hair and makeup class with them, and we've just grown our relationships. And, you know, when you have a love for something, you collect things. And the troupe who runs that has been collecting for over many decades, and usually there's some of their collection, you know, displayed at the event for us back in April at the Bridget 211. And obviously, all of that got canceled. We did have some virtual events still happen, which was great. But we, of course, couldn't have anything in person. And, you know, as the times have changed, we kind of had a talk with the Bridge, and, you know, they were really open to showing a lot of our collection. You know, and because we are coming into this specifically designing for, you know, the new normal, it was really easy to create a way where all of our exhibits are set up. So, you know, so being socially distant is part of the design, you know, to keep everybody safe and also have something, you know, people are wanting to go back out, you know, and we do have a great opportunity for them to come and see a really super special collection that has costumes and movie posters and, you know, all kinds of different things. We have some, you know, media sections, and it's pretty exciting to have it all finally come together in one space, you know, and that's really how I got involved and just thought it was, you know, a wonderful opportunity.
All right, this is going to be at the Bridge at 211. Now, this is 211 Bridge Street in Salem, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
All right, and I have a link on that right here where we're posting the interview. We'll link right to it. Very easy to get to in Salem, right on Bridge Street, of course. Now, I want to ask you, Chris Ann, some of the items that we may see in Salem at the Bridge at 211, do you or have you got involved in maybe their history and some of the background and what people might want to understand about this? Because I know a lot of times when you look at photographs and then you realize what it is you're looking at, someone explains it to you, it becomes that much more alive, if not relevant, at least interesting.
Oh, I completely agree. You know, what we have, a lot of it, you know, obviously being historically focused, we are going to have some blurbs, yes, URL codes that will lead you to directly to a lot more information.
Ah, cool, yep.
And then if you are interested, we do also offer private guided tours. And all of our groups are eight or less. You know, we do eight tickets every half hour. You can buy your tickets in advance or at the door. But, you know, we are going to be, as once we get open this weekend, we're going to have a lot of new great things. We're going to have a date night package where you can have dinner at a restaurant in Salem and then come take a private tour. So we are going to have a lot of other things going on where that is a little bit more interactive if people want to come and, you know, are really big fans and want to have, you know, an even more special experience.
So we can go back to a perhaps a little bit simpler time.
Yeah.
Now, in the press release, you talk about the Great Burlesque Exposition. Tell me about that, and does that take place annually somewhere?
Yes, we host that here in Boston. It's been in Cambridge for the last few years, and then, like I mentioned, this is the first year we were moved in Salem. And it takes place every April. And there's a, you know, host of speakers and performances, classes, you know, for everyone, you know, in the United States, and we have, you know, international guests as well, to come and just really, you know, enjoy the art of burlesque in a variety of different ways.
Okay, you mentioned that earlier. I was trying to pay attention. I was also trying to formulate a question, so I apologize for asking again.
Okay.
What's with the nickname Scratch?
I think you'll have to ask Scratch about that.
Oh, I thought it said here the museum's executive. Okay, I got it. All right, okay. So scratch that. All right, we'll go back. Oh, man. All right, so you're getting ready. This is, as we record this, it's Monday. And again, the opening will be, tell us again about the hours. We know it's going to be at the Bridge at 211. A little bit more about the hours and then anything else you might want to mention.
Yep. So this Friday, we're opening the first tour, like I said, at 4 p.m., last tour at 7 p.m. But moving on from there, we are open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. First tour at noon, last tour at 7 p.m.
Ask that you would like to get out there?
Sure. You know, we're going to be on Saturday, too, of this weekend. We're going to have some live music outside in the late afternoon and early evening. We're also going to be having some vendors who are local to Salem come in to have some snacks and drinks available, you know, and we really just want everyone to stop by and have a good time and check it out and, you know, come with an open mind, and we think you'll have a really good time.
One other quick question. I want to ask you about perhaps cost, and is this a family event?
So I would say, you know, children are certainly welcome. I would say that it's a PG-13 show.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
you know, it is burlesque, so small children it might not be appropriate for, but also, you know, parents have different ideals of what they feel is appropriate, so we are certainly not turning people away. You know, if they come with a stroller with a sleeping baby, totally fine.
Okay. All right, gotcha. All right, anything else there, Chrisanne?
No. We're just, you know, really excited. The city of Salem has been super supportive, you know, and we're just really excited to get this show on the road, as it were.
It sounds really interesting, and I'm going to have a link to the press release also, because you have some interesting artifacts up there, at least in terms of photos with background on them. And I think, as I said, this might be a great opportunity to take a trip to a little bit less hectic time 120 years or so ago. Chrisanne, I appreciate it. Stay safe, and I look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Likewise. Thank you so much, Rick. And if anyone wants to follow us, we're at Burlesque Museum on Facebook and Instagram.
And I will link to all of that as well. Thank you very much,
great.
Chrisanne. Be safe.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care.
That is Chrisanne Kiley, who is the Community Engagement Director at the American Burlesque Collection, which, again, will be opening up this weekend on Friday at the Bridge at 211 Bridge Street in Salem. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.